So it's good to see all of you today. God bless you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for this morning, the blessing of the kids, Father. Again, the things that they've learned and retained, help them, Father, to continue to build their faith in you, Father, that they might grow in you and in the values that you place in their life. But we pray that as well for each one of us. Pray, Father, please, that this message will be used according to your will and for your glory, and that our hearts, Father, will be blessed by it and fed by it. For we ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. So our God is great, and he's worthy, what, of the highest praise. Sometimes we can fall flat on praising God. Sometimes we don't feel like praising God. Sometimes we need to say, okay, I'm going to praise God anyways. If we're having a bad day, we can say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for being in my heart. Thank you, Lord, that I know you. We could go with the real basics, and those things will start lifting our heart. When we magnify his holy name, that is his character traits, those are the values, the virtues of God, which are perfect, which are holy, which are pure. Well, so when we magnify his name, we're lifting up the characteristics of God. We know that God is love. We know that he loves us. We know that he died. He loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. He's willing to sacrifice for us. And we can add all these things and more to support that we're reflecting the character of Christ. We're sharing the character of Christ when we magnify his name. When we pray, when we witness, when we talk to others, our hearts will, I love this, will naturally begin to align with God's will and change our perspective on life. Get that? When we spend time praising God, our hearts will naturally begin to align with God. I'm on board with that, right? Are you? With God's will and change our perspective on life. We start looking at life through the lens of spiritual truth and understanding and relationship with Jesus rather than the lens of our own thinking and the world around us. We start seeing things from God's perspective. Let me reread the verse that I read to the kids in the New King James Version. It says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You know, it's an interesting thing how spiritual warfare works. We can have the simplest thought on our mind about God when we're in other environments, work, or wherever we might be, other family, whatever, and we're inside, we want to say, thank you, Lord. We're thinking it, but we're shy about saying it. And maybe it's something that they're not relating to, but we should not internalize our heart and our thoughts about God. We should be freely just incorporating that praise into our vernacular as we live for God every day. Because those are the seeds that will be spread and planted on people's hearts. They'll see the value of God in our lives, or see something that, hey, this is real to them. And so we have that opportunity, but even more so in that verse, that when we are giving God credit and acknowledging him and praising him, we're offering an offering of praise, of worship to God. And it glorifies him. And he's pleased with that. We are to come before God continually to offer the sacrifice of praise. Now, when I was young and working at a gas station as a 9-year-old with my dad, because he worked there as a mechanic, my job was to wash the windshields of everybody that came. And this is, you know, this is what, 54 years ago. That I was doing washing these windows on my, you know, when the cars came up at the gas station and when the attendants used to come out and fill the car for you and all that stuff. And but I charged the dog, would you like your windshield washed? And they would say, it's a dollar. And they were glad to give me a dollar to wash the windshield.
You were charging a dollar?
Yes, if I'm going into business, I mean it. But the point is, that has nothing to do with the message. That's just reeling you in, okay? The point is that while I was washing the windows, we were in what was called Greenwich Village of Cocoa Beach, which is not Cocoa Beach, Coconut Grove, which is in Florida. Coconut Grove was a very hippie a Greenwich Village environment. And so while I'm washing the windows, and not trying to make fun of people, but I'm trying to make this in context to the message, I am bringing it, that I would see people who were committed to the Hare Krishna, your Krishna faith, and they would literally be walking down the street, kind of one eye shut, the other one open, praying. And that's how they, all day, they would walk by and they would just pray like this. And when I talk about continually praying, I'm not talking about that, am I? Continuing means that it is a practice of our life. It is part of our lifestyle. It's part of our daily life that we are talking to God. We don't have to acknowledge the people that we're praying. We are to have that relationship with Jesus where we're talking to him all of the time about everything. Now, I just mean all the time where you're incoherent of those things that are around you, but that throughout our day, it's a habit for us to talk to God because he's with us and we're with him. And that's what we should be doing. So we are to come before God continually as a part of our daily life to offer the sacrifice of praise. Now, you know and I know that we're not always in the mood to praise. But if we are willing to go back to the basics and thank him for the things that I've already mentioned and more, it will lift our heart. We are to be continually overflowing with praise. Again, not being incoherent of what's around us, but we are to praise the Lord. I have heart, how do I word that? I don't find myself praising God all the time. I don't find myself thanking him for everything. And I should be praising him more, because that's how God wants it. As we praise him, we become more in line with him. We become more connected with him. We appreciate him more, love him more, those types of things, because we're praising him for who he is and how he works in our lives. But I don't know if you notice in that verse in Hebrews 13:15 is the word sacrifice. The sacrifice of praise. I had a song that I had wanted the praise team to sing that they couldn't find or whatever, not their fault, but it's an old praise song. We bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. And that's what we're to do when we come in. We're coming together to sing praise to God. But it is a sacrifice. When I don't feel like praising God, it's a sacrifice to praise God. I'm sacrificing my moping for focusing on God and to praise him, right? And so our sacrifice of praise to God can be costly or inconvenient. Maybe inconvenient because we are taking a step of faith to praise God amidst our conversation with other people. That's a sacrifice. That's hard. It's hard because we don't know what the reaction of people is going to be to our praising of God. And so we may have that bad day, like I said. We may not be feeling like praising God with our lips or our actions. You may not feel like going to church or singing praise songs. Ever come to church sometimes and you're just burdened down? And you're like, you know, I can see the words and I can lip sync it, but I don't feel like it today. And there are times that we are in that situation, but if we would just look to God and thank him for the things that we know that we have in him, it will begin to lift our hearts. So it's not it's not that we are putting on a face of trying to praise him by following the songs. It's a saying within our heart, aside from the songs, when we acknowledge God and say, Lord, thank you for loving me, or thank you for being here with me, thank you for your comfort right now because I'm really struggling, whatever, that can cause us, that thankfulness can cause us to praise God. But it's not always convenient, and it can be costly, okay? It takes effort on our part. It takes time on our part. Focusing on him and lifting him up rather than doing what we want to at the time. Okay, and we're to give God praise. And when we're sad or when we're mad or just feeling bad, do that. The point that I'm trying to make here is that developing a habit in our life to praise God on a regular basis is a product of intentionally focusing on doing just that. We have to intentionally pray, focus on praising God. And that praise is an offering to God that he's pleased with that will, again, align us more with him, will lift us up in our spirit in him, and will help us to have a more full relationship with him. And so praise is obviously very important. We don't want to take it lightly. And again, the challenge. Sometimes we can get into the habit of, not that it's insincere necessarily, but we might get in the habit of saying praise the Lord as part of our vernacular rather than our spirit praising God. You know what I'm saying? We have to be careful that what we're lifting up in praise is coming from the heart, but it's not just a reaction. And we praise the Lord that way. We need to sacrifice our energy. We need to get out of our pajamas and go to church. We have people that watch the services online, and I praise God that they do. Maybe they're not able to get out of their pajamas and go to church, but maybe they are. So I'm looking at people that can, that maybe are saying it's too much of a hassle. It's easier to watch than to go. And so the sacrifice is, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone and this setup of coffee and pajamas and recliner or whatever, and I'm going to make the sacrifice to go to church and praise God. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be together, as I noted before. Or maybe at work, we're talking to a neighbor, you know, that aren't believers. We're a little bit intimidated to share our faith or give a praise. Is that true? Are there times when we're with people that we know that we don't know that if they're a believer, that we might want to acknowledge God, but we might hold back a little bit because maybe they're not a believer or they wouldn't appreciate what's being said. Sometimes praising God isn't easy, but God calls us to be overflowing with praise. Hopefully in this message, you walk away from this message saying, how can we be Christians that overflow in praise? How can it be that we're not just not as part of our daily lifestyle, praising God or acknowledging him, but that how can we generate that genuine overflow? The difference of being making ourselves focus and praise God, developing that habit, or praising God because within our heart things are overflowing that automatically bring that praise. And so how can we do that? And hopefully when you leave today, you understand what that is. And so praise ushers us into his presence, doesn't it? Does praise usher us? When we're really focused on God and we're praising him, it ushers us into his presence. We can stand on holy ground when we're praising God. When we're intently in prayer with God, that becomes, in a sense, holy ground because God is meeting with us. We're having that fellowship with him together in prayer. In Psalm 100, verse 4, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. We can pull from our resources and say, I can praise him for that. We can pull from the resources of things in our life, and we can pull those praises out from that. But when we enter into the house of God, what I'd like us to be able to do, me, myself included, is learn more or make a greater awareness of how that praise can just overflow naturally through from our hearts to God when we come to church. Or when we're going to work, or wherever we're at, that there will be that natural order of praise coming out. We were created to fellowship with God. Can we agree with that? God wanted us to have fellowship with him, to know him. You know, John 3:16. We're created to fellowship with God. We're created to spend time with him. Right? That seems to be something that is a challenge, but when we make the effort to spend time with God, it is a sacrifice, but it honors God, and it brings glory to him. And so when we praise him, and when we have a thankful heart, that is the way that we enter into his gates with praise. When we're in prayer, when it's our relationship with God and we're communing with Him, in a sense, we've entered into His presence in heaven. I know that sounds weird, but time and everything can elapse. You're in prayer, you're in communion with Him, and it's a time when it's really literally a holy time in communion with God. And we can praise Him for that. Praise Him that we have the opportunity and the privilege to be able to do that through Christ, because the Holy Spirit lives in our heart. Think of it this way. Usually when a person entered the king's presence, they said words that honored the king. People didn't just start out with requests, right? They didn't just walk into the king's court, look at the king and say, okay, here's my list, this is what I want. Boom, 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 boom. That's what we do a lot of times in our prayer. Hi, God. You know, but we should be making the effort to praise Him. Sometimes it's difficult because we're not in a mode of praise, but we can always find something to praise Him for. But when something stirs in our spirit and our heart that causes it to overflow, it'll come more naturally. And we'll look at that in a moment. So, when we call friends, when we call family, or whatever the case, what do we normally say? Hi, how you doing? Normally, right? And that's kind of the same thing, but as far as entering into the king's presence, but with Jesus, we enter into His presence with praise. Praise you that I can come to you. I praise you that I have a relationship with you. I praise you that you are my heavenly Father who loves me. I praise you, and we can fill in all the blanks. In Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer in verses 9 and 10, it says, and Jesus said, in teaching His disciples about praying, in this manner therefore pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are to begin our conversations with God with praise. How is that so in this verse? Hallowed be your name. Our Father in heaven. Those are acknowledgments that lift Him up and praise Him, that glorify Him. Your kingdom come. We're looking at what work He's doing. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so again, we are to begin our conversations with God with praise, honor, and submission or humbleness before God. Coming before Him with a humble heart, acknowledging Him, what He does in our lives. Look at Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Remember last week I mentioned that when I drove from Florida to here in my car that I got for $600, and I had a hand crank sunroof and my 8-track player, and I had 2 8-tracks, Don Francisco and Dallas Holmes. You know, it was easy for me to praise Him. I was the only one in the car, my sunroof was open, my volume was up, and I was screaming out or singing as loud as I could those songs going down the highway. It was a moment with God. When we have those times, it can be very quiet in the serenity of our prayer time, where our heart is equally praising God. We sense the presence of God in our life, and we know He's there, and we praise Him for it. So it's good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Just a thought, you may be having a bad day. You see you at work, and you say, man, that was really frustrating. I always try to fall back. I don't always do it, but I always try to fall back and say, God, thank you for this difficulty. I know you're working good in my life. I don't see it. I don't like it. But I know you're working good in my life. Because He's promised. For all things work to the good of those who love Him, right? That's what He's promised us. And so, in Psalm, we're to begin our day with praise, and we are to end our day with praise. Is that your habit? It's not mine. I'm being candid with you. But Scripture talks about, you know, praising Him. What did Daniel do in the lion's den? Not in the lion's den. Well, he may have done it there too. I'm sure he prayed. But he was in his house before he was thrown in the lion's den against the edict of the king. Every morning, afternoon, and night, he praised God. He didn't close the windows. He made it known. People knew he was up there praising God. And that was a habit that had to be developed through an intentional act. I want to praise God, therefore I seek to praise God. And if I have to tap into the basics of these principles, I will. But as we grow closer to God, we begin to see even more so the Holy Spirit revealing things to us that causes our heart to worship Him. And again, I'll explain that more in a moment. In Psalm 71:8, it says, "Let my mouth be filled with your praise and your glory all the day." God is good to us every day, whether we see it or not. And there's a lot to be thankful for. We are to be overflowing with praise all day long. We should have no trouble finding reasons to praise God. In addition to those, He saved us. He's coming back. We will never be alone. He meets our needs. Now, I could go on and on, but so far what I've revealed to you is tactical. Do you understand what I'm saying? Go back to the basics of your faith, Christianity. It's a tactical thing. Look at these things to generate a way of praise. We may not even be feeling it, but we can at least say, thank God, and say, God, thank you for these simple things, or these not simple, but miraculous and powerful things in his life, in our life. But again, going back to that inner heart of wanting it to naturally overflow is what is important for us to know. Just remembering basic biblical truths and things about God's character could supply us with enough things to cause us to be overflowing with praise all day long. Do you agree with that? If you think about all the things God did with us, God has done for us through His Word, all the facts, we have plenty to praise Him for, right? So we could take those things and deliberately and intentionally praise Him for those things. That's tactical, right? But I want us to look at something else. One of the things that I've found that causes my heart to overflow with thankfulness and praise to God throughout each day is when, and I know we've heard this a million times, but it's still absolutely valid and important, is our time spent with God in His Word. Do you find intimacy with God? You know what I mean by intimacy, that closeness with God? In reading your Bible? Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but you always, I know I do, always feel a blessing for going to His Word and reading it, right? We're to read His Word and be in His Word, but for me, even more than that, is spending time talking to God in prayer. Now, I'm not talking about the all-day thing like this. I'm not talking about it being a regular aspect of our lifestyle of praying and talking to God as we would each other going through the day. I'm talking about marking out a time that you can be alone with God in prayer. And how it starts. You start and you're like, this is somewhat awkward, because I'm shifting my focus to you, Lord. And as you shift your focus to God and are persistent to that, you find yourself in tune and focused with God. Does that make sense at all? Do you ever have struggle starting prayer time? Well, we know the spiritual warfare. But if we're deliberate about it and just go to Him and start talking to Him, you might not start out with praise. But you might say, here's everything on my heart. Here's what's going on. Before you know it, you're in deep discussion with God about these things on your heart. Been there? Where you just lay it all out before God? There it is, Lord. Help me with these things. And the end result is you feel good because you've laid down those things before God. And we can praise Him for that. We know that He's heard us. We know He already knows it. He knows it and sees that we've taken it to Him by faith. And now we've entrusted it into His hand to take care of whatever. What happens with the overflow, the natural overflow, is that because we've laid it all down before God, And beyond that, because we've spent time with our Father in heaven, our Heavenly Father, we've spent quality time with Him alone, talking about these things, but just being with Him, laying it down before Him, giving it to Him, trusting Him, relying on Him, letting go and letting God do His thing with whatever we put before His throne, the end result is that through the day, at least I have found, this is my testimony, and I believe it's real key to that natural overflow of praise, is that through the day, you start, number one, you sense the Spirit of God lifting you up because you've spent time with Him. The Spirit of God blesses you because He's happy that we've spent time with Him. It's an offering. It's a sacrifice of offering that brings honor and glory to God. We, as His child, have gone to Him, spent time with Him. So our spirit starts to lift up that way. But then we start seeing Him take care of the things that are on our heart, from the littlest thing to the greatest. Now, maybe the littlest things, we see God work it out in that particular day or maybe that week, and we go, wow, God, thank you. The biggest things, we have the assurance that, Terry, you've laid it before my throne, and I've told you, or take care of it. Then you have the reassurance that God has taken, He said, I will take care of that. What is that going to do to your heart inside? You're going to praise Him. What happens when you see God taking care of those burdens, whether they are relationship or needs or whatever the scenario might be, but we see Him starting to take care of those burdens because we know we spent time with God in prayer, just He and you alone, laying it down before Him. We see Him taking care of it, and God reminds us, you've laid that before my throne, I'm taking care of it, and we can praise Him. And it might come at the most absurd times, and God the Holy Spirit will say, see? I take care of that for you. And our hearts begin to overflow with praise to God. So you see the difference? We can look at the tactical things and say, I can praise Him, and that's fine. I praise you, Father, that you saved me. I praise you, Father, that you are my Heavenly Father. I praise you that you've forgiven my sins, past, present, and future. I praise you and fill in the line, and that's okay. And sometimes our hearts rejoice in that. More than at other times. But when we are spending that quality time with God before Him in that holy, sanctified, set apart communion with God and prayer, unleashing everything on our heart before Him, which always is more than what we realize when we come before Him. There's always more on our heart than we realize. We lay it down before Him, we give it to Him, and then we start seeing Him take care of it. And we just say, Lord, thank you. And we start praising Him. I found myself singing songs to God in weird places at weird times. But God says that's okay, right? And our hearts and our spirits start to lift, and we start honoring Him. We will automatically overflow with praise because we've spent time with Him and because we trust Him and we see Him doing His work and His hand in our life, taking care of those things. Praise God for that. And just even one more thing before I close, just knowing that being in His presence will cause us to praise Him. Even after the fact, just knowing that, hey, I had a great time with God in prayer. And one of the things I've found in prayer time is that time elapses. When you're in that place where you've broken the barrier of shifting your thought from the reality around you to really being focused and truly conversing with God, and you're focused with Him together, that all of a sudden you're not aware of the things around you, and you're not aware of time, and you realize you spent more time in prayer than you thought you could. Lay it all down before Him. We praise the Lord for His sacrifice and forgiveness, right? All the time. He sacrificed His Son for us that we might know Him and have that relationship with Him, and we can always praise Him. But when we experience the relationship with Him, like the kids, He told me, He taught me. Isn't that cute? The little children, He taught me. How'd you know that? Well, He told me. That's precious. And when we have those experiences with God, we praise Him even the more. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank You for, one, the privilege of knowing You through faith in Your Son, our Savior, Jesus. I thank You for the privilege that we have to enter into Your courts at any time, any day or night, and have Your full attention. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God Almighty, Savior and Heavenly Father, that we have the privilege to come before You and have Your full attention on us. And You love that. You love when we come to You. And we lay down and we kind of evaluate and we look at our hearts and we lay all that's on our mind before You. And there is a release and a peace that comes through that, that causes our hearts to praise You, especially as we see You touch our hearts and take care of those things and reveal Your hand, honoring us, sacrificing our time to be with You. And so, Father, stir our hearts, stir our spirits to seek Your blessings through Your word when we read it, to deliberately spend that time with You in prayer and have that communion with You, that we might know the refreshment of Your Spirit, the lifting of our hearts, the humbleness before You, and that our hearts will praise You. Help us to be a people of praise, and that we will lift You up, and that we will vocalize that in our conversations, that we will incorporate our relationship with Jesus in our conversations with others. It may be difficult, but Father, I'm sure that as we live for You and allow that to be seen, that will be natural for others to see it and hear it in our lives. May it glorify You, and may we give You praise for those things. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You just encourage us in these things. Do Your work through it, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.